Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Mark Hopp Agency. Diane, good morning once again. How are you?
I am wonderful. And I would like to encourage all listeners to go chat with Mark about your insurance needs because you need it before you get into that fender bender. And he's always been there for us. He's been our agent for years and years and years, and he's awesome.
He does a great, great job. We've got some of our insurance with him as well. He's a good guy, knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Not pushy.
No, not at all.
Not one single bit. He's a great, great guy. So let's talk about you and talk about the holiday season coming up. We were talking off the air a little bit beforehand about, you know, the real reason of the season, not only the birth of Jesus Christ, but also showing love to each other, right?
Right. And that's what I want to talk about today is just encourage everybody to step back and take a little extra time to be kind to each other. This is the time of year when everybody wants everything to be perfect for their family and their loved ones. And you think about, like, the single moms who are frazzled already, and you think about, like, the dads who only get their kids certain times, and the older generation that maybe can't get out, and everybody seems to be short of money, and you want to make this magical Christmas morning event, and you want your dinner table to be perfect, the silverware all matching, and so on and so forth.
So many expectations, and it's really coming from within us for the most part.
We drive it ourselves.
We really do.
Yeah. And I just want to encourage everybody to try to be a little bit extra kind to everybody this week. Let somebody get that parking spot. And a smile is really easy to give away. When you're in line waiting to check out when you get up there, tell the gal or the guy what a good job they're doing. I did that this past week. I can't remember where I was. It was busy. They were flying around. And I said, "You're doing a great job." And they just totally stopped and looked at me dumbfounded, and they said, "Thank you," you know. Yeah. It's like they don't hear that. And it's just so easy to just pump a little bit of goodness and joy into people, and I just think we need to do that. Open doors, you know, just find a way to be kind. Pay the guy's coffee for, you know, behind you. To find out how much it is, you know.
Well, it's just the basics that we all grew up with.
Yeah.
It's what our parents taught us. Be kind to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Put other people first. And as you, sometimes you get in the craziness of life, you lose a lot of that.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's a good time to step back and rekindle that.
It's just the stress and the busyness that kind of blocks out the normal niceness. And, well, there are some people who are never nice, but
the Grinch.
Right.
Well, eventually, but, though, he came around, too.
Yes, he did. So I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, especially you look at that mom with these three kids she's pulling, you know, along in the cart and stuff like that. Give her a little grace, you know, show some mercy, be kind, open the, like I said, there's so many little tiny things that we can do. Just a word spoken, you know, it's, let's just sow some goodness into each other's lives and be a little bit patient and not expect perfectionism. People want you. They don't want your stuff.
That's right. All right, Diane, thank you so much. Always
You're
good
welcome.
To have you joining us. Have a great day and Merry Christmas to
Same
you.
Same to you and to all the listeners.
Coming up before we know it.